wir kommen jetzt zum nächsten Talk. Schwule Online-Plattformen galten ja lange so als quasi.
We are now starting the next talk. Gay online platforms have been called like some kind of activist space where
Aktivismus bestärkt.
Homosexual men can flee the normalizing forces of heteronormatism.
Formuliert damals noch Gay Romeo, heißt jetzt heute anders. Unser nächster Speaker Leo hat darauf aber in etwas anderen Blick
und our next speaker Leo is actually seeing a crisis in the gay subculture.
Like,
it's not interactive but more of a passive consumption state, which is a development that might not only be on gay online dating chats. And how did it get this far? Leo will talk about that in this next talk. A little content warning, it will be about oppression and sexuality and also violence and being a victim of violence if you want to leave the room. There will only be one slide that is not broken. It's supposed to be like that.
Mit Leo, die Bühne gehört dir.
Leo, welcome to the stage.
Wow.
Wow.
Es ist unfassbar, wie viele Menschen hier sind.
It's crazy how many people are here.
So gefragt, ja,
I asked before, well, can we do a small talk, do we have a seminar?
Unfassbar viele
and
Menschen
now that's a lot of people here.
Und das finde ich
and
sehr cool.
I think that's very cool.
Freue mich, da über mein Thema jetzt sprechen zu können.
I'm happy to talk about my topic.
Als ich meinen Vortrag für den 37C3 eingereicht
habe,
habe ich
gesagt,
ein wenig gewundert.
Applied my talk
Politics, Society,
for this track, the Ethics Politics Society track.
Ist zusätzlich das informelle Motto.
There's also the motto, resignation is boring, the Orga team is happy about hopeful ideas and visions that make us feel hope and like, have us breath freely
as an activist
and a creature who gets hit by a lot of news and feels being pushed into powerlessness. I can feel that and I understand why we want to be hopeful, but the problem is with problems, the topics where the problems, like the size of the problem isn't even known yet, calling for optimism just often means that following deeds are weakened. Maybe you know meetings where someone introduces a new workflow and everything is supposed to get easy, but instead of looking onto problems, think about stuff, there's just a new problem, like it's the same one that Spotify uses since 100 years because it solves every problem and problems don't actually get addressed. It happens at business as well as in activism. And just stopping a moment and thinking, well, people just do it oftentimes. And I think the Congress is a fantastic possibility to have this discourse and have some awareness, even if that is pressing down on you. Resignation is boring, that's true, but I want to warm against wrong optimism. And that's the criticism I have with this talk, because it's not that pessimistic, optimistic, like, all right, there's Christopher Street Jays with millions of visitors, gay couples are now on television, the Pope has said it's barely believable that blessing a gay couple is all right. There are people who are talking about equality, so maybe we can be optimistic, and with all the resistance, it's still getting better, especially in online queer communities where queer people can connect with other queer people and strengthen the community. And I want to criticize this this view. I think homosexual behavior is still oppressed, and queer and gay people are still oppressed, and it's partly the fault of this online spaces. And I'll focus on male homosexuality, but I think that this observation might be true for other communities of the queer spectrum, just like for maybe parts of the heterosexual society. This technology is not electronic or industrial, as you would think at this Congress, but it's a cultural technique. Yes. Concretely, it's cruising. A gay practice. Who knows that? Who knows about it? Sure, a lot of people know about it. Means not driving around in a car or something, like in the song. It means, in my definition, a gay practice, meaning the aware and active anonymous search for sexual partners. It's about men, mostly, who are waiting at certain places, cruising areas, looking for secret sex dates. And this search is mostly happening in the public or semi-public, like in parks, public toilets, at Autobahn stops, rest stops, and bars, saunas with special rooms for that. And in the following minutes, I want to work with this practice, talk about the history of this practice. And I want to talk about the last 2,000 years, but I want to talk more about digitalization and the effects it has. The first quotes I could find are 2,000 years old. Ovid, a Roman author that some Latin learners maybe know. It's a Roman learning poem, Ars Amatoria, about the art of love, and he recommends areas that could be used for men for cruising, like the temple or the racing area. In school, we never translated those texts. I don't know why. Even though we cruised even 2,000 years ago, most European quotes are only from the beginning of industrialization. Of course, we don't really know at a time where there was no cruising, because it was secret, and is secret outside of this kind of counseling literature, like Ovid, or in newer times, in the 16s, in gay travel guides with areas for cruising, there are documents, and apart from that, there's more negative reports, documents from police or judiciary that talked about what to do about gays who got caught. So with European history, the start of the 18th century in England, there's documentation about cruising. This is contextual to the industrialization and the growth of cities. Young men are going to London to work. These cities explode. London becomes the biggest city in the world. And even though there was a gay subculture before that, probably in this time there's more reports about it, mostly negatively, and to break this up with the start of new media, and that's not telephone or matrix, that's like newspapers and flyers.
Eine effektivere Dokumentation erfolgen.
That makes it possible to have a more effective documentation and have more sharing of information. It also means that police can develop more effective methods to oppress homosexual people and punish them, but even still, London's gay scene grew. The city was known for its Molly houses, so-called Molly houses, which was like the ancestors of today's gay bars. It's like old slang for a gay man, a Molly. Same for Marke.
In London,
like the Garden of St. James Park. That's not a thing in Great Britain, but on the continent as well, from the 18th century onwards. Netherlands had sodomite places in Utrecht, Den Haag, or Amsterdam. And additionally, sodomy was a word as synonymously for perverse or homosexual, not sex between humans and animals, but it shows how this perversion, like the public view on homosexuality was back then. All of this reached in Amsterdam, the courthouse, churches, places near the city walls. It's everywhere on the continent. These places took a little longer in the US. Probably also cruising there, but there's not as much documentation. That all only happened later. Maybe also because the US aren't as old, but at the latest in the early 20th century we have documentation, very known under another definition, the YMCA houses, where a lot of young, often gay men had a house to live, and they went there to have sport, they got food and so on. And these places became places of cruising. And there's a legend, six or seven urban legends around this. The songwriter of the Village People was supposed to have been in one of these houses and be so fascinated that he wrote the disco song YMCA as a homage to these houses.
From the mid-70s, there was by Raymond Reichert and Martin Dannecker the first scientific treatments of the subject in Germany. So we don't only have scientific reports, but also scientific treatment of this topic. Maybe someone wants to cruise there. I have to find back into the text. Sorry?
Durch die 68. Vielen Dank. Ich habe es auch wieder gefunden. Dankeschön.
Yeah, I found it.
Wurde cruising mehr thematisiert?
So cruising was more aber immer noch was focused on more, but the still the focused. Well, the penal code was still followed because cruising could not happen in the open, and homosexuality and gay life could not happen in public. So, in this history, I've not talked about it, but you have to say the penal code was not only suppressing gays, but it was clearly a remnant of National Socialism in Germany. Still, we have this increasing cruising, with this increased focus of science on cruising. But suddenly, at the beginning of the 80s, oh, there is a low battery sign. So at the beginning of the 80s, the starting HIV epidemic and the fear of getting sick of AIDS, cruising was decreasing because people did not dare doing anything with other people anymore because they feared getting sick, dying from AIDS. So the promiscuitive tendencies decreased. And to say this, promiscuity is a fancy word to say that people have sex with various people. Then when HIV and AIDS became treatable, the fear of getting it decreased and cruising increased again because people were not as afraid anymore. So in the 90s, again, cruising happens a lot. But with the end of the 90s and the beginning of the 21st centuries, cruising moved to the digital realm. In this time, the first online platforms for gay people, for example, Gaydar, were founded, and even though they were first meant to for romantic meetups, the gay community quickly viewed them again as opportunities for cruising. This was, for example, confirmed by the Democratic Congressman Mark Oatley, who admitted to using this this platform for cruising. In Germany, we have, for example, Gay Romeo or Gaydar, and in Germany, the first scientific publications appear about this topic. A sociological study from 2007 was published, where a lot of men, about three times as many men, said that they were saying that they used the digital realm for romantic or sexual meetups, in contrast to before. Then, you know, they use public spaces like toilets. So these platforms were now used as meetup spaces to find sexual partners online without being disturbed. For example, Gay Romeo. But these platforms are also messenger or chat groups that are explicitly for men and that give men more safety because there is a gatekeeper principle that can be applied. They're not as accessible, but they're more safe than chat roulette or, for example, Omegle, where people are randomly assigned and can click through chats until they meet someone who also has the same promiscuitive aim as they have. But often these chats end because people are far away from each other. For example, one is in Russia, the other is in Africa. So this then ends in cyber sex or chem sex or the sending of naked pictures. With the with the appearance of cyber, everything changes. With Grindr, everything changes because you have a geolocation that allows you to find people that are close to you, and it allows the platform to become one of the biggest to meet other men. But in contrast to Tinder, people are not matched up, but only matched with respect to their location. So the closer someone is to one user is to another user, the more probable it is that they are shown to each other. And it has It has no matching function, but the the users only decide whether they want to accept this this match or not. They don't actively choose.
Mit der Transformation von Menschen zu Usern verschwinden also die strengen örtlichen und zeitlichen Bedingungen beim Cruising.
So the cruising becomes easier because humans are only seen as users anymore, and the hurdles get lower to match up with each other. Cruising can be a side job that you can that you can do without raising suspicion in your environment. And at the same time, young and not as risk and not people who want to live less riskily have not as many hurdles to cruise.
Und fällt eigentlich in einen Status der Interpassivität.
And cruising becomes so, interpassive. I'm coming to the end of the story, which shows that cruising has developed in homophobic societies as an answer to homophobia, but is not a political protest. It doesn't try to subvert the rules, but it just tries to go around it. The cultural technique of cruising is, in my view, a technique that gay sub-communities have built in most times.
Homophobic societies don't just cause cruising and gay subculture, but also affect of homosexual people to build barriers towards heterosexual society. Because the gay subculture will be found at some point, like in bars or whatever, more homophobia will happen. And with the more homophobia, homosexuals will find each other more in these places again. And thus then this circle and this scene is growing. Other subcultures get some specific markers that don't have anything actually to do with sex or sexuality. Doesn't have anything to do with the living your sexuality.
Gibt es in diesen,
in these entwickelten Subkulturen developed eigene, subcultures
Eigenheiten, Eigendynamiken,
there's verschiedene Zeichen, Symbole, dynamics, like symbols, jargons, whole language, institutions like clubs, bars, saunas, other lifestyles, like the Molly houses. Or Leuhausen in the Netherlands, if that is the correct way to say that, it means more or less fun house. In the Netherlands in the 50s, we had a language for gay people without being understood by the rest of the economy, the society. There were hand signs in the Netherlands, and in the US there were the hanky codes, maybe you know them. That's a popular comeback right now, a pop cultural comeback at least. This is developed where you could like have handkerchiefs and with the gay people can mark themselves with, and others could like see the color of the handkerchief and know what sexual practices this person was into. Or maybe they just wanted to kiss instead of fisting. But there's no limits to fetishes, and these codes are getting developed more and more, so there's now not really any colors left. With the digitalization of cruising, these structures changed. So even though there's this pop culture phenomena, there's no real need for these symbols, because we can just see cruising, because the fuck is very easily available, and the availability of gay bars, cruising areas and centers is decreasing, because the possibility is to meet people online. And that leads, that is my observation. If you go into most cities, there's a dying of the gay scene. There's a bar dying of bars. There's a lot more queer centers in the cities, but these centers are for more for young people. And maybe there's more online places, but the bars, it's becoming less. We can see that, still see that in Hamburg, in St. Georg, in St. Pauli, where there's some bars. In Köln, there's a Haftstraße that also has bars. Like my place, like Münster, there's nothing. There's 300,000 people there, adult people, and there's no real possibility to network with people. The digital cruising has adapted some points of classical cruising. So gay jargon becomes parameters to search for specific people. Grindr uses tribes, like the twink. Maybe you had the ex-twink meetup yesterday. It is now a queer meetup. Twink means the young, non-hairy, thin boy. Or like at least a not hairy big man, and these definitions are problematic with these apps, and you can filter for them in this. And on Grindr, often people just get filtered out with these tribes. Well, people are defining themselves with it as well. Inside of the gay internet slang, there's new definitions. Are these new words? I would say yes, but maybe they're not very ordinary. Like R or A and P, like active and passive, explaining the position at anal sex. This is the second part. This is the effects of the digitalization on the gay community. I talked about bars dying. I want to have some philosophy in this as well. After the theory of a modern philosopher, all the power can be seen in dualisms. That's a dichotomy, like heterosexual relationships, man and human, white men, humans and POC. There's these contrasts of one side oppressing the other. Now, these dualisms are more and more collapsing into itself, and now we can't even differentiate between man and machine anymore, because they are fusions now, more or less, and becoming hybrids. You can't clearly see where the category human and the category machine ends. You can't divide it clearly, where men and humans and animals are different. Like modern biology saying, oh well, there's a lot of stuff that says that, yeah, every human is also an animal, so we can't really divide it that well anymore. So the cynical point is there's no real difference between the two sides. Everyone is a hybrid, but there are no men and women, there's just hybrids. And then there's machines like smartphones, and that they work for us, and we delegate work to them. And that also makes it not as easy as it would seem at first to draw a dividing line. The philosopher is, maybe you know it if you know philosophy or feminist literature, that's Donna Haraway. And this hybrid is the cyborg, which she gets from science fiction literature. Like we worked out, cruising as a constituting cultural technique. There's a dual culture of homosexual subculture and heterosexual culture. Heterosexual people can basically cruise publicly, and homosexual people have to be confined to their areas or confine themselves. After the theory of Haraway, according to the dichotomic relation, in my opinion, according to the theory of Haraway, this dichotomy is a dualism that is collapsing. I've talked about Grindr and Tinder. Heterosexual people are also cruising in their own ways. Homo and heterosexual lifestyles are fusing because homosexual acts are getting more legalized in principle. People can date more often in public. In Germany, so Western Germany, after ending the discrimination of simple homosexuality, ever since we got rid of the paragraph 175 that was left over from National Socialist lawmaking. But ever since the marriage for everyone, there's at least a juridical equality. But in the German society, still controversy and discrimination. In Germany is still every day homophobia and hate crimes. But still we can say, even in sociological studies, the trend of classical homophobia is decreasing. Homosexuality and other queer things in the queer spectrum are getting less discriminated, but still, in these statistics, what we see is that there have been brutal and deadly attacks on these people in Germany as well, and hateful speech even from the parliaments. But the greatest impact was with the digitalization of dating. The biggest homosexual dating app, Tinder, used technology of Grindr, heterosexual dating app. Tinder became a verb, like cruising or dating. Tinder is being used by any man, but it's like specifically promiscuous, known for promiscuous dating. In a sexually aware society, I'll tell it. Homosexual people had to circumvent conventions, heterosexual people had to follow conventions, so there's oppression on both sides. Even when you're not being actively hunted, you still have to live strictly monogamously, which you may not have wanted. I think there's another power structure that can be seen on both sides. Even though this cruising dating dualism, like homo and heterosexual society, seems to have emerging, there's also other views. The potential of platforms like Grindr makes public homosexuality is less used for integrating homosexuality in public. It's mostly used to have sex inside of the private sphere at home. Grindr helps
mit homosexueller Promiskuität verbundene Stigma zu überwinden. Da
treffen to andere Menschen end the stigma of homosexuality and promiscuity.
Tinder helfen diese Stigma zu
umgehen. Tinder and Grindr help to circumvent the stigma.
Früheren cruising Praktik.
And like earlier cruising practices. The dualism of homo and heterosexually cruising and dating seems to hybridize new dualisms pop up, like promiscuous and non-promiscuous people, monogamous people. So promiscuous people get shamed or judged by monogamous people, a phenomenon we know as slut shaming.
Also, habt ihr das auch gehört? Okay, gut.
Did you also hear that? I'm just wondering whether I'm into this in this bubble for too long, because I'm saying a lot and I'm just in my zone. Okay, so here it shows that Grindr and Tinder are different platforms. Grindr is the gay Tinder, as it's called, but that's wrong. Grindr was developed as a follow-up for cruising, but Tinder is really a dating platform. Cruising has a constitutive character for the gay subculture, and these subcultures lead to a dichotomy that have not dissolved yet. My analyses show that homosexuality is often not criminally persecuted anymore, but stigmas are still there. With Tindering, the power dynamic is also experienceable for heterosexuals. And the
homosexuelle Handlung auch beim digitalen Cruising weiterhin vor der Gesamtgesellschaft
because cruising is still hidden from the normal culture.
Vor diesem Hintergrund scheint sich das Machtverhältnis durch die Digitalisierung alleine nicht aufzuheben. Bei einem weiteren Rückgang
seeing this, the
bei einem weiteren Rückgang von Homophobie in der Gesellschaft würde vermutlich
the power dynamics are not dissolved yet.
Dass sich Homosexuelle auch öffentlich, zum Beispiel durch Küssen oder offenes Begrüßen oder öffentliches Begründen von Interesse aneinander erkennlich zeigen können. Mit dem potenziellen weiteren Wachstum des Online
the power dynamic seems not dissolved alone by digitalization. With further decrease of homophobia in the society, people would probably cruise less because homosexuals can show in public, for example, by kissing or public showing of interest. And with the potential further increase of online dating markets, there is a possibility for the further development of dualisms between promiscuous and monogamous parts of the society. So a side effect of the possibilities of online cruising is the dying away of parts of the gay subculture. Signs like hand signs or specific mode fashion accessories, own jargons or languages, as well as rooms that are specific for gays, like bars, clubs, saunas, or other centers, are not necessary anymore. That also already shows in the bar and scenes dying inside of the subculture. Especially bars dying, since bars also die outside of the subculture, this could also be caused by online dating. The subculture remains in is remains only rudimentary in the virtual sphere, the physical rooms die away, and there are fewer possibilities for random meetups, fewer possibilities to go together in a scene, and to create a political impact. Since gay contacts are reduced to single people, an enormous it could happen that the gay activism in the politic is in politics is extremely reduced. So we currently notice that queer clubs or groups that were there in earlier times are increasingly dissolved. And there is the problem that I want to focus on in this talk. What should we do now when resignation is boring, but the analysis can also not really raise our optimism? I think that we should not try meaningless activism. We should not go to the CSD or not show our colors. We should do these things, but we should think about these structures and about what digitalization really means and whether it really changes anything. We should really think about whether we should use Grindr and Tinder and go to the CSD meetups. It's always what you make of it that counts. I've met a few cool people even on this Congress, and had good experiences, and I don't want to tell you what how you should live, but we should think about and exchange ideas and our philosophies about how we could dissolve these dichotomies.